Stan, you're kicking off with Nations Cup football.
Kim, we're going to talk some Nations Cup football with our African football guru, David Legg. Happy New Year, David.
Thank you, Sonny, and best wishes to all our listeners from Cairo to Cape Town, from Madagascar to the Cape Verde Islands, all over the continent.
David, as we look forward to 2015, the 30th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations, just around the corner in Equatorial Guinea. It kicks off on January 17th. And I know you mentioned it on a previous show, David, but this really is shaping up as one of the most competitive Nations Cups in recent years. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sonny, I'm quite prepared to stick my neck out. I was actually talking today to Andre Arons. He was the goalkeeper in the South African 1996 Cup of Nations winning squad. And we were almost in total agreement. I had seven potential winners of the competition, and he had six. And his six were also included in my seven. I'm feeling particularly brave, Sonny, so I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm going to go through this group by group. And what I would like you to do, Sonny, if the form goes haywire, you must please destroy the table so it cannot be held in evidence against me. Sonny, if we look first of all at Group A, that's very much a Central African group. You've got Equatorial Guinea, the host nation, Congo-Brazzaville. You've also got Gabon, and you've also got Burkina Faso. Now, I'm going to be very bold and say that I don't see any of those four countries as potential champions, and Andre Arons happened to back me up on that one. Gabon could be one to watch, Sonny. They've got in Aubameyang, a very good striker, and a crucial thing, which we both sort of agreed on in our chat today, was it the conditions. For example, the North African teams, Algeria and Tunisia, may battle a bit to adapt to the conditions of Central Africa. But that said, I'm writing off Group A in the sense I don't see a potential winner of the competition coming from there. If we move on to Group B, that's Tunisia, Zambia, DR Congo, and the Cape Verde Islands, I am going to say Tunisia are potential winners because they were very impressive in the qualifying competition. And, for example, they went to Egypt and won 1-0 in Cairo. And Egypt may not be as strong as they have been in the past, but nevertheless, very few countries go to Cairo and win, even in the days when the Pharaohs are struggling a bit. So I'm putting them down, Sonny, as the first of my potential champions. I know Zambia won in Central Africa in 2012, but I just don't see them repeating that feat. DR Congo, potential quarterfinalists, same with Cape Verde, but certainly not potential champions. So far, Tunisia I'm marking down as my potential champions. In Group C, I feel, Sonny, all four countries are potential champions. That's Senegal, South Africa, Ghana, and Algeria. Andre Arons disagreed with me in that he feels that the club form shown by the Senegalese, particularly in the English Premier League, is not replicated when it comes to the national team, so he didn't see them as potential champions. Algeria, number one in Africa. I think the key with them, Sonny, is can they adapt to the conditions? They've certainly got the footballers capable of winning the competition, but how are they going to cope with the conditions in Equatorial Guinea? That is the big question mark. The South Africans, finishing top of a group, which included Nigeria, that's sort of a dream beyond their wildest imagination just a few months ago. But now comes the real test. They passed the qualifying hurdle. Now let's see how they cope against the really big guns. They're going to miss Muyiwa, there's no doubt about that. And the original first choice that he replaced, Tumelane Kune, he's injured and is unlikely to travel to Equatorial Guinea. And also, Sonny, one or two questions about the South African defense. But nevertheless, given the fact that they've done so well, I think you cannot dismiss their chances. Ghana, too, looking at my record, Sonny, in the last four tournaments, they finished third, second, fourth, and fourth. Now, that's a team that's sort of been knocking on the door for so long now, and they've got the likes of the Ayew brothers, they've got Asamoah, Guyane. So you've got to say that they are potential champions. Where I disagree with Andre Arantza is Senegal. When you look at the list of strikers they've got, let's take, for example, Mamey Diouf. He scored twice for Stoke at the weekend in England. Papiss Cisse. He scored for Newcastle at the weekend. And then you've got Sadio Mane, who scored for Southampton against Chelsea. They've got an absolute embarrassment of riches. And I think, Sonny, the key question with Senegal is, can that good club form be translated into the national team? They've also got a very good coach in Alain Giresse, the former France star. So I'm adding all of those four countries to Tunisia as potential champions. Then we move on to Group D, which is Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Mali, and Guinea. And I believe the two countries who stand up here are Cameroon and Ivory Coast. Let's look at Cameroon first, a disastrous World Cup, but they've bounced back really well. Eto'o's retirement, in my opinion, was a blessing in disguise because I think he was causing more trouble than he was worth. And also another troublesome character, Alex Song, he was dropped from the national squad. Full credit to Volker Fink, the German coach. He's really stuck his neck out. And he's also stuck with Cameroon. I think after the shenanigans of Brazil at the World Cup, many people would have said he would have fled back to Germany, but he's stuck with the Indomitable Lions. And they'll definitely be contenders. I mean, any side that can take the Ivory Coast apart in Yaoundé by 4-1 have got to be considered. And then, Sonny, last but not least, the Ivory Coast. In an interesting situation now, because for the first time since 2006, they're not going to be the title favourites, so some of the pressure is off them.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
They also won't have Didier Drogba, and there are certainly question marks about them, particularly that 4-1 hiding in Cameroon, and also the 4-3 defeat at home by the Democratic Republic of Congo. So they don't look as strong as they have been in the past, but football is a very funny game, and it may well be that perhaps a weaker Ivory Coast team on paper may well prove a stronger threat. I think the fact that they're no longer the favourites, Sonny, is going to be a big plus for them. So, sticking my neck out, I believe the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations winners will come from the following seven countries. It will be either Tunisia, Ghana, South Africa, Algeria, or Senegal, Cameroon, or Ivory Coast. And dark horses, Sonny, keep an eye out for the Cape Verde Islands. They won't win the competition, but I think they could upset a few people before they're eliminated themselves.
Finally, David, as we look forward to another exciting year in African football, can we also look forward to a few of your very challenging African football quiz questions?
Oh, yes, Sonny, I'm working hard on it. I think we'll maybe bring in the new year next week with one. I'm determined to stump everybody from Cairo to Cape Town, from Antananarivo to Pry over there in the Cape Verde Islands. My philosophy, Sonny, for 2015 is that no one is going to get these correct answers. Obviously, with the Nations Cup almost upon us, as you said, just a couple of weeks to go now. The questions will, of course, be based on the Cup of Nations. So for all those Sunnyside of Sport listeners who love taking part in these quiz competitions, you better hone up on your Africa Cup of Nations knowledge.
We look forward to those quiz questions, David.
Is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. President Obama is a big sports fan, and I'm guessing he might have watched on television a bit of the 7th annual Winter Classic at Nationals Park, located about 1 mile from our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Nationals Park is home to the Washington Nationals Major League Baseball Club, but on New Year's Day, Nationals Park was transformed into a big outdoor ice hockey rink. The Washington Capitals hosted the 5-time Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks in the ice hockey contest. More than 42,000 fans packed the park for the one-off outdoor game, which is said to net millions of dollars in ticket sales, television advertising, and memorabilia for the National Hockey League. And for the record, if you're keeping score, the hometown favorites, the Capitals, won the game 3-2, and they won it in thrilling fashion. The tie-breaking goal came with about 12 seconds left in the Winter Classic. The goal was scored by Troy Brower, who used to play for the Blackhawks. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments at my Facebook page. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And today, Sonny has an expanded half-hour edition of the